on top of the clouds. The morning of April 8 brought forth another sweet encounter with the Lord. He visited with me from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. My body shook for 40 minutes before I heard His strong voice calling to me. He took my hand, and in my transformed body, we went to the beach, where we walked for a longer time than usual. Then we flew away to heaven. After changing, we walked across the Golden Bridge and onto the road we normally took. Eventually, we turned to the left and began walking along a wide, white road that was lined with huge, leafy trees. The leaves were brightly colored orange. We walked for quite a distance and then turned onto a rocky road that twisted and turned through high rocks. It led to a high bridge that stretched between two mountains. After crossing this bridge, we climbed a mountain and looked at the scene before us. We were above the clouds. In fact, everywhere I looked, there were clouds. The Lord said,
"We are on top of the clouds."
Clouds have symbolic importance to the Lord. The scripture tells us, when He returns, that the dead in Christ will rise first, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:17-18. The book of Revelation also mentions clouds. "Behold, He is coming with clouds, and every eye will see Him, and they also who pierced Him." Revelation 1:7 and 14:14. It was another awe-inspiring moment in heaven. I was glad to know that there will be clouds in heaven, because I've always found them to be so peaceful and lovely. I remember, as a little girl, wondering what it would be like to rise above the clouds. And now I knew. It was a spectacular vista that the Lord and I were enjoying. I wondered if we were going to take flight above the soft, billowing clouds that seemed to be so far from where we were standing. I don't really know why He showed me the clouds. So many people ask me, "Why does the Lord show you?" I don't usually know the answer to their questions. All I know is that He seems to take great pleasure in showing the heavenly kingdom to me. I suspect He wants us to know that heaven is a lot like earth, only so very much better. One thing is for sure, He is Almighty God, and I know that everything He shows me is very important to Him. The fact that He takes the time to personally escort me on tours of the kingdom is overwhelming to me. But those experiences and their related messages are more important to me than life itself. I literally burn with a spiritual passion to share my experiences with other mortals who need to know and understand. And by being a representative of humanity, I can become a vessel through which the Father can pour out His great love for His people. We are such a fortunate generation. God is on the verge of moving in spectacular ways. The Lord will be returning very soon.